Badger Danger. Britain's most famous wild animal receives a death threat. These days, there are very few wild animals left in the UK. The wolves have gone. The bears have been hunted to extinction. The beavers are no more. Fortunately, there are a few badgers. Oh, well, actually, not for long, as the British government have just decided to kill them too. But why? Badgers are fascinating creatures. The black and white mammals live underground in sets, which they dig out of the earth. They're nocturnal, and they're extremely brave, fighting off larger predators such as bears and wolves. The problem is that some badgers carry bovine tuberculosis, BTB. This is an infectious disease caused by the bacterium Mycobacterium bovis, M. bovis, which can cause TB in some other animals, including cattle. For farmers, this is a serious issue. In 1998, in the UK, almost 6,000 cows were slaughtered to control the disease. And in 2010, more than 30,000 animals were destroyed. It's expensive, too. Bovine TB costs the UK about £100 million per year. And some believe that the disease could end up costing the economy £9 billion over the next 40 years if nothing is done about it. Experts say that badgers are responsible for about 50% of the infected cattle. So, after much debate, the government has agreed to a badger cull. This will mean about 30,000 of the innocent creatures will be wiped out in a bid to fight the disease. Environment Secretary Caroline Spelman admitted that there was great strength of feeling about it, but said, "I believe this is the right way forward." Of course, many are against the measure, including conservationists and animal rights activists. They claim that killing the badgers in controlled zones, which is part of the plan, wouldn't work because badgers from neighboring areas would simply move into the vacant sets and become infected too. Furthermore, they believe that the way cattle are raised intensively and transported around to lots of different farms during their lives is probably the biggest cause of the spread of the disease. Most ordinary people are against the measure too. An opinion poll for the BBC suggests about 2/3 are against killing the badgers, with majorities against culling in every age group, every region, and across both genders. One of the alternatives to the cull involves vaccinating badgers. However, this costs an average of £2,250 per year per square kilometer. Trapping and shooting badgers costs £2,500 per year, but shooting free-running badgers only costs about £200 per year. So, with that in mind, it's easy to see how the government arrived at their decision. Money talks!